And now, James Gravel.
When it comes to the subject of prayer, the Bible makes it clear that we need to pray. As Paul wrote in 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18, pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ for you. The Bible also makes it clear that we need to understand the power of prayer. James 5:16 says, "The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much." But the Bible also makes it clear that we need to understand the prerequisites of prayer. That is to say, we must understand that there are certain conditions that we must meet in order to pray properly. In short, we need to know how to pray. Interestingly, on one occasion, Christ's disciples actually asked him for specific instruction on how to pray when they said, "Lord, teach us to pray." Luke 11, verse 1. We today need the same attitude that Christ's disciples had because God's Word makes it clear that there are certain things that we need to understand ahead of time if we are going to pray as God wants us to. Surely it is no accident that the New Testament provides us with a model prayer from the lips of the Lord Himself. When Jesus responded to His disciples' request, "Lord, teach us to pray," He began by saying, "When you pray, say, 'Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name.'" Luke 11, verse 2. The very first sentence of Christ's model prayer teaches us that whenever we approach God, we must do so with a reverent attitude. He is, after all, our Creator, our Redeemer, and our future Judge. When Jesus said, "Father, hallowed be your name," He was teaching His disciples to be reverent before Jehovah. The word "hallowed" means worthy of respect, adoration, or veneration. In Psalms 89, verse 7, we read, "God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be held in reverence by all those around Him." Habakkuk 2:20 teaches us, "The Lord is in His holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before Him." Thus, when Jesus taught His disciples to pray, He instructed them first to approach God with respect, admiration, and awe.